It's that time of year. Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa with Mike Valeni. We shift the focus from football to college hoops, playing that system that's not a system, but sure plays like a system leading up to the tournament. We're looking for that value with the daily dimes. We look for the gross lines, getting us ready for the tournament where we're going to break down all the matchups and have an eye on some future plays too. This time of year, baby. Search Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Listening on the free Odyssey app. Listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158. People listening on a smart speaker. People on CBSSportsRadio.com. So many ways to listen. You got options, right? You know what people want in life? You want options. Unless you're married, limit your options. All of them. Just stick to whoever the hell you're married to. Anyway, I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. More importantly, we're being joined by you, the listeners. People at work, people at home, people sitting in traffic, people just laying on their backs listening. Yeah, let me keep you company. Hickey, what are some other things that people could be doing while they listen to the show? Any ideas? What do you think people are doing?
Yard work?
Yard work, ah.
Right, okay. You know, raking the leaves, cutting the grass, little headphones in.
It's winter time, right? No.
Well, I mean, you're talking about 72 degrees in Atlanta yesterday.
I don't think it's grass cutting weather yet.
Raking the leaves?
Oh, by the way, no leaves?
No, you got no leaves in Atlanta?
No, it's, what's this thing? It's what are these stupid things called? The trees have started to bud.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay, yeah. So maybe not yard work then. On a walk?
Yeah, it is people on a walk. Shout outs to people on a walk. Walking to the grocery store, walking to the drugstore, just going for a walk. Shout out to the people walking. Walk safe, okay? Drive safe, too. Much more dangerous driving. Anyway, look, if you missed the first hour of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can listen to the show from the beginning. And then you could catch up to us, and then you could hit pause, and you could do whatever the hell you want on the app. Anyway, in the first hour of the show, we had an opportunity to update you on Russell Wilson Watch. This man met with the New York Giants earlier today and then immediately got on a plane, a short ride from New York City, New Jersey, out to Pittsburgh. And so I'm sure that he is having a good old time out in Pittsburgh. He might still be in Pittsburgh right now this minute. I don't know if Russell Wilson likes Permantes, but it might be a time to go ahead and make a stop. Hey, shout outs to Justin Matabike, this man who is the interior defensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. He was franchise tagged last week, and now Matabike is a man who is signed to a four-year contract, $98 million. He got $53 million up front. Good for him. We talked about Saquon Barkley right before we went to break, and that there is interest from the Philadelphia Eagles in signing Saquon Barkley away from the New York Giants. Obviously, Saquon Barkley is a free agent. New York Giants declined to franchise tag him. He is free to go wherever the hell he wants to go. And it would be a punch in the gut, I guess, to Giants fans if he decided to join the Eagles. But if the Giants didn't want him or sign him or tag him, and if they couldn't come to an agreement, what the hell are you going to be mad at Saquon for? And a lot of Giants fans, I don't even think really are all that interested in keeping him around. But I know New York fans just like to be angry. You know what? Hickey, I'd love for him to go to Philadelphia because I think that'd be cool. I would love to see angry Giant fans, whatever segment would be angry. And I'd love to see beef. I like beef. I need arguments. I need rivalry. I'd love it. I hope he goes to the Eagles.
Well, okay, make that, you know, return to MetLife with, you know, the stadium half full and those half people being, you know, half them being Eagles fans.
Ouch.
Make the return a little juicier than otherwise a bad Giants team taking on a good Eagles team would be.
I like how you say that MetLife Stadium would be half empty for his return. It's true, but it would be.
It would be. And there'd be a good amount of Eagles fans there, too, so it wouldn't even be half Giants fans.
Yeah, I think more of the fighting would be in the stands between the Eagles and the Giants fans. And let's be real here. Wouldn't you say Giants fans are a little bit more civil than Eagles fans?
Oh, I mean, with Giants fans, I would say there's a lot of ways you can describe them. Civil is definitely one. They are not the fighting type.
Wow. Yeah, I'm saying if this was reversed, right? Like DeAndre Swift, and it's not like he has the same cachet as Saquon Barkley, but DeAndre Swift is a free agent. This is why it would make sense that there's interest in Saquon Barkley. If DeAndre Swift went from the Philadelphia Eagles to the New York Giants and he was an all-pro, well, let's say a more consistent Pro Bowl caliber player, and he went back to playing Philly, the fans would give him the business. When I say the business, he gets some middle fingers pointed his way. He might have a couple of things thrown at him. And that's the Eagles way, right? That's the Philadelphia way. In New York, New York Giant fans are just going to boo. They're going to make faces, and they're going to shut up and sit down after that. So, yeah, Saquon Barkley, go to the Eagles. Give me something juicy. I need to hear some vitriol and some good old-fashioned sports hate. And not the evil type of hate, but normal fan hate. I'm here for it. And you got Tiki Barber saying that, oh, his Giants legacy. Of what? Nothing? Being hurt? Showing how good he can be if he was healthy, but being hurt? He can run away from that legacy. I don't think he'll be missed. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, let me tell you about a guy who actually has a legacy. A guy who, if he ever went somewhere else, and I can't see it ever happening, I can see this dude saying, all right, I quit, I retire, than going anywhere else. It's Nikola Jokic. Yeah, the multiple-time MVP, the guy who just won finals MVP, the man who just had, I think last night, his 20th triple-double of the season against the Boston Celtics. Nikola Jokic, this is someone with a legacy. Nikola Jokic is a guy who is going into the Hall of Fame. Whenever he quits, yeah, he's going to have to wait a couple of years. But if he retired today, he's a surefire Hall of Famer, without a shadow of a doubt. Nikola Jokic is a guy with a legacy. And last night, his Denver Nuggets in Denver beat the best team in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics. The final score, 115-109. And what a shock. Nikola Jokic had a triple-double, his 20th of the season. 32 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. Nikola Jokic makes all of this too damn easy. The best player on the Celtics last night, it was not Tatum. He only had 15 points, but it was Brown, having his best game of the season, finishing with 41 points and 14 rebounds. Looked like the Denver Nuggets had this one in the bag. The Boston Celtics tried to get back into the game. And Nikola Jokic just kept throwing alley-oops to Aaron Gordon to pretty much seal and close out the game. Now, look, I told you last segment, last break, last hour, that the NBA is, I don't want to say in the doldrums right now, but we have so many stars who are just down and out. Victor Wembanyama has been playing out of his mind as of late. He's going to be gone over the weekend with a sprained ankle. LeBron James won't play tonight against the Bucks, sprained ankle. Damian Lillard has a bruised side. He won't play. Steph Curry sprained his damn ankle. We told you yesterday, we learned in the morning time, that Karl Anthony Towns has a torn meniscus. He's going to miss some time. We'll talk about Karl Anthony Towns and the Wolves in a bit. But the fact is, everybody's trying to get healthy for the stretch run, right? That's what everybody's trying to do. And meanwhile, the Denver Nuggets are still out here just whooping ass. And this might have been an NBA Finals preview. Sign me up for it. Denver Nuggets, Boston Celtics. I want to see what Tatum can do. Yeah, on last night he only had 15 points. The Denver Nuggets have won both games against the Celtics this year. But this is a different Nuggets team. Like Bruce Brown is gone. I'm still looking for the depth on the Denver Nuggets. And Jokic is still like Hey, I show up to work. I play basketball. I play amazing. And then I leave. But last night, I guess he had to work a little tougher. Jokic spoke to the media afterwards and he said, look, the Celtics made it very tough all damn game.
Yes, they're a really good team, and they have a basically answer for everything, you know, matchup wise, defense wise, offense wise, you know. So they are really well built team, and they're playing really good, you know. That's why they're the best team in NBA right now, it's really hard to play against a team. Who they're long, tall. They defend really good. They have really smart players, you know. So it's a great team.
Yeah, Kristaps Porzingis plays on the team. Can't forget that. The guy's what, like 7'2", 7'3"? He had 24 points, by the way. I'll remind you again, Tatum only had 15 points. And so Joe Mazzulla, he took a look at what went out on the floor, and he said, look, the Nuggets are just, not that they're better, but they took advantage of all of our mistakes.
I think kind of what Jared was talking about is his ability to get the ball in the paint, and with the shooting and the spacing that they have, and the offensive rebounding presence that Gordon brings, it puts you in a bind in a close game as to what you're willing to give up with. Thought our guys did a great job kind of changing matchups there a little bit and changing the coverage. We got a couple stops. We had a chance to take the lead with 40 seconds left. It was a one possession game. And we had a wide open shot. It was a great shot. And we just didn't make it. And they even gave us an open one with, I think 12 seconds left, down four. Gave us a wide open three there. And so we had our chances. And, you know, when you play against another good team, those things get magnified.
Hey, Hickey, Joe Mazzulla talks like he got somewhere to be.
Very fast. He's got maybe a dinner reservation, film to watch. Won't be anywhere but that media room.
Where the hell is the guy going? He's not going to do anything but get on the team bus to leave. Like, what's he rushing to?
That's it. Maybe he just wants to forget the L, and the quicker he's out of the arena, the faster it's out of his mind.
Oh, okay. Look, he wasn't going anywhere. The Celtics, their next game is tomorrow night in Phoenix. And so to go from Denver to Phoenix, hey, they might have even stayed the night. So maybe he didn't want to rush back to the hotel room and take a look at some footage. But it's like, hey, bro, slow down. Maybe this is why the Celtics can't execute in crunch time, because they're staring at this guy. They don't know what the hell he's talking about. Look, Jaylen Brown, the man who dropped 41 points against the Denver Nuggets last night, he spoke, and he's like, you know what? The guy had a triple-double, Jokic. I wish I spent more of my time trying to defend him. Listen.
And Jokic is just a monster down there. We threw some different coverages at him. We guarded him one-on-one. We tried to have late help and stuff like that. I feel like I should have guarded Jokic a little more. I wish I would have had those opportunities a little bit. I could keep him away from the basket, and we could have took away some of those layups they got. But I feel like, we still had every chance to win this game. We just came up short.
Man. There's no defending this guy. And this is what makes it hilarious. Because for an NBA that is full of, let's just say, ridiculous superior athletes, guys who are 6'6 and 6'8, flying up and down the court like gazelles, flying through the air like eagles, for guys who are ridiculously athletic, Jokic doesn't soar like an eagle. Jokic isn't getting up and down the court like a gazelle. This man came into the NBA. They had to tell him, hey, bro, slow down on the Diet Coke. Like, hey, we need to get your diet together. This man doesn't move like a gazelle. This guy is like, Hickey, what's something that's plodding? You know, just takes your time. And you know, rhinoceros? No, they're fast. Yeah, fast.
Rhinos are fast, you think? Yeah, they're pretty big. Hippos are pretty big.
Yeah, but in the water, hippos move fast too, yeah.
Hippos, you know, alligators are plodding on the ground.
No, they're not. An alligator gets you so fast? No.
No, it's not on the ground. I mean, they just...
An alligator?
They're plodding, I would say. You cannot run them zigzag.
Well, we got to think of a fat animal that just takes its time. Who?
Eeyore, you know, from Winnie the Pooh, the depressed donkey. He's plotting.
He's a donkey. You're right, because he's miserable. You know what? I think Nikola Jokic and Eeyore might have the same personality. But it is like the game moves in slow motion for Nikola Jokic. He does what he wants because he utilizes his brain. If half of the NBA, if half the talents utilize less of their skill sets, their physical gifts, and utilize their brains, I think we'd have a much better, more well-rounded game. I don't think it's a coincidence that a player who comes over from Europe where they develop skills is the best guy in the entire league right now. While, yeah, you have a lack of development from a youth perspective for guys who are coming up through the system. Everybody is taught, like, hey, you gotta dribble this and shoot that and fly to the basket. Jokic can shoot. Jokic can pass. He's one of the leaders in assists again. He's almost averaging a triple-double again. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists per game. He's a center. He's doing what he wants. He gets to his spots. He's not forcing anything. Remember a stretch earlier in the year, it's like he was making, I think he made, what, like 41 or 45 shots? I'm like, how? At this level, that is unheard of. I know a lot of people don't like Jokic. Doesn't come off as effusive, enthusiastic about the game. But he's just out there busting ass. And so, yeah, give me a Celtics-Nuggets matchup in the finals. Let me see the athleticism of Brown. Let me see the scoring of Tatum. Let me see the freakish height of Kristaps Porzingis. I think Kevin Durant called that guy the unicorn. Sign me up for it. I'm here. And Jokic, is there another MVP awaiting Nikola Jokic? Maybe, possibly. I knew all this. He's already played 61 games. He's only missed 2 games this season. Nikola Jokic is busting ass. And if it wasn't so much, or if there wasn't so much politics in the NBA, this man, he'd be a leader for MVP. He would. Again, he is a leader for MVP. But you got idiots like Gilbert Arenas running around saying that the NBA has altered rules to benefit the European players. Yeah. Gilbert Arenas, the guy who blew his money because he had a bum knee and decided to bring guns to work. Nikola Jokic is the man. And yeah, even with their depth issues, man, I would expect the Nuggets, looks like they might go right back to the NBA Finals. It's early, but we'll see. And Nikola Jokic playing like an MVP again. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, it's time to have a conversation. Speaking of an MVP, there's a guy who needs to step his game up and play like an MVP if he wants to keep his team alive. I'm talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves. We got an update on Karl Anthony Towns and his meniscus injury. I'm going to tell you about it on the other side of the break. And then Anthony Edwards, he started to step up. He's going to have to continue to do so. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to Charles Barkley. We're going to hear from Charles Barkley in a bit. He had some, he always has interesting takes, right? When has Charles Barkley ever opened up his mouth and not created gold? So Charles Barkley has some thoughts on a current NBA player and where he might finish the season as MVP. I will tell you who Charles Barkley thinks might be MVP. I'll tell you about him momentarily. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Denver Nuggets. They continue to roll. They beat the Boston Celtics last night in Denver. The final score there, 115-109. Nikola Jokic had another triple-double. He just makes all of this way, way, way too easy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Tampa, Florida, and talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hello, JR. Wednesday's show was so good. You set the bar so high for the top six or the bottom six. You're going to have to get better. That was a great show.
Well, damn, Mark. I'll try.
Well, I was going to call and talk about Gilbert Arenas, but the Joker, he's throwing alley-oops to Aaron Gordon. He's like the quarterback. He's the wide receiver. He's got it all going.
Yeah. You know what? The Denver Broncos should bring him on as QB, right? Guys, 6'11".
But he doesn't like going to parades anyway. He didn't want to go to the last parade.
Yeah, he didn't want to go to parades until he went. And then he stuck around a little while, and then he went to Vegas. So, yeah, I think he had the time of his life.
So he didn't just go straight home?
No, he went to Vegas, and then he left.
Well, good for him. Well, if he goes to Denver, there aren't going to be any parades anyway, as far as the Broncos go. There's no parades.
All right, well, if he can see over the offensive line, and he's 6'11". I mean, who's stopping him, right?
Can he get Aaron Gordon to catch the alley-oops?
Yeah, he could be tight end. Why not, right?
Yes, I hear you.
Gilbert Arenas. What happened?
Well, I'm from the University of Arizona, just like him.
Oh, boy.
And he had zero respect for Coach Lute Olson, Hall of Famer. I know you know who he is.
Yeah.
And, he couldn't cover anybody. People talk about Gilbert Arenas. He never covered anybody in his life. He just didn't.
Well, yeah, nobody mistook him for having, any type of defensive bone in his body. Gilbert Arenas was known for his offense. That's it. Flat, period.
Yes.
Nothing else. And he was known for his offense until his knee gave out.
He had a 60-point game once, but so what?
Yeah, well, he played on a Wizards team that didn't necessarily go anywhere. His body betrayed him, and they were still dumb enough to give him all that guaranteed money. And then he decided to show up to work with guns because he was owed money. There we have it.
And he was on an airplane playing poker, and somebody owed him money, and he pulled a knife on him, and that was
a gun. It's Javaris Crittenden, who happens to also be in his own bit of trouble, yes.
Oh, that's true. That is very true. But when you look back on it, people like Andre Iguodala, I mean, he stood up. I mean, he was a great U of A player, but Gilbert Arenas now, he's not on the Wall of Fame at the University of Arizona. He never will be.
Yeah, he's running around doing podcasts where he is disparaging European players. So that's
well, Gilbert, maybe if
he also
were
has.
Enough, were there yes. enough in the league when he was in the league?
When he was playing, I mean, yeah, there are plenty of European players, but I don't think to the level that they are right now.
No, that's true.
Well, thank you.
All
Mark.
Right, well, get your stuff together for Wednesday because your top six better be good. The last one was awesome.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you. I'll try my best for you. Have a good weekend. You as well. Thank you, Mark. Damn. Hey, Hickey, I got to step my game up. Mark said so.
No pressure.
Well, what's next week? Next week is the beginning of NFL free agency. And so I think we'll have a primer. Maybe we can do what? Top six free agent signings? Like, I don't know. No?
That could work, yeah.
We did the worst contracts, right? Was it contracts on Wednesday? Contracts?
Top six worst sports contracts ever.
So should we do like top six free agent signings?
I think so. I like the swing towards the positivity, you know?
Should we do NFL or we should do all sports because it opens things up a whole lot more.
That is very true. That's a good one. And there's a lot of big names that were free agents.
I think I already have number one. I think I know number one. I think I know the most impactful free. I think I do.
Wow.
And I'm going to save it for Wednesday, too. I'm going to save it for Wednesday. Hey, good on Mark. He's going to enjoy next week's top six. But to get this point out the damn way about Gilbert Arenas and then to move on. When we talk about all these athletes now having podcasts, he's like the worst example. That you can sit around and say anything, and it's entertainment. Like, you can disparage other people, and you could take a crap on them. You could be inaccurate with what you say, and it's a form of entertainment just because it's, I guess, funny. Like, I don't sit down and listen to Gilbert Arenas because it's not entertaining to me. Do I know what he says? Do I know what goes on? Yeah, when things go viral, and I can't remember the last time anything positive came out of the show. Like, Cheryl Swoops talks about Caitlin Clark, shares inaccurate information about how long she's been in college. Gilbert Arenas just taking a massive dump on European players, saying that European players are just all finesse, and the NBA changed the rules for them. And it's just like, what? Like, I just told you about Nikola Jokic. The guy is a giant. He's not the fastest dude out there, but it's certainly bullying people around, going where he wants to do. He doesn't come across as soft to me. I mean, somebody like Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's a European player, right? Right? Coming out of Greece via Nigeria, this dude is jumping over people like a bulldozer. He just kind of slices through and does what the hell he wants. So just Gilbert Arenas is full of crap. I guess if there is a positive, I think his daughter plays basketball. I think she's playing at a very high level. And so maybe she'll be the one that has a little bit more sense than the dad. It's a shame. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into some college ball. I want to talk about Mike Evans with some high praise for Baker Mayfield. Fridays, you used to think it was for high school football. Looks like Fox is going to say, hell no, we're going to try to make this all about college football. We're going to get into all of that. And then on the other side of the break, we're going to hear from Mr. Charles Barkley, because Charles had some word on who he believes should win MVP this season.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This portion of the show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. This is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, how about this? There's an individual who has high praise, high praise for Baker Mayfield. Dare I say, he even said that Baker Mayfield is an elite quarterback in the NFL. I'll tell you who said that in about 20 minutes from now. But before we do that, I did tell you before the break that we were going to hear from Charles Barkley, someone who always has an interesting opinion. Whether you love it, you agree with him, he's going to be entertaining. He's great. One of the best television personalities, dare I say. I don't have to dare. He is one of the greatest television personalities of all time. Now, he had some comments on Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is getting ready to play with the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Cleveland Cavaliers any minute now. But last night, his team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, were in action. We learned earlier in the day that Karl Anthony Towns was going to be out with a meniscus tear. And we also learned, a matter of fact, before the game that, well, actually today, that he's going to have surgery. You just heard that as well from Pat Boyle. And he's going to be out for the better part of a month. That they're expecting him to be back by the time the postseason starts. NBA postseason starts April 20th. This is March 8th. There is still time for him to come back and contribute positively to the season. Last night, Timberwolves beat the Pacers 113-111. This man, Anthony Edwards, played out of his damn mind. 44 points. Also had a game-winning block, a game-saving block, where he basically hit his head, flying towards the backboard, to block this shot. Anthony Edwards is playing out of his mind. This season, he's averaging 26 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He's going to have to carry even more of the load with no Karl Anthony Towns out with that torn meniscus. And last night, Charles Barkley wasted no time on TNT letting everybody know if the Timberwolves maintain the number one spot, that Anthony Edwards should be MVP.
Without Carl Anthony Towns, for a month, if Minnesota can hold on to the number one spot.
Oh, he could be the MVP.
He could be the MVP.
Over Joker?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah, it's tricky there. You know, over Jokic, are they? Well, first, they'd have to maintain the number one spot. And they did the damn thing last night, and I told you, they beat Indiana. They got the Cavs coming on up next. But the Western Conference is so volatile. I mean, are you going to think that Minnesota's going to hold on to the number one spot? Let's think about this. Denver is one game behind them with 43 wins. Oklahoma City is a half game behind them with 43 wins. The Los Angeles Clippers, yeah, they've been dealing with their own injuries. They're three games behind them. And so where is the guarantee that the Minnesota Timberwolves with no Karl Anthony Towns hold on to this damn number one spot? Yeah, it's nice. Charles Barkley said if they do, yeah, he's going to receive heavy MVP consideration because this means that he will have balled out. But I don't know if he can carry the team by himself. And yeah, it's nice to look at the Minnesota Timberwolves and say, yes, they have a defensive anchor in a Rudy Gobert. Yes, they have a solid veteran option at point guard in Mike Conley. Oh my God. They have Naz Reid off the bench. He ain't Karl Anthony Towns. And so I think it is going to be tough for them to maintain the number one overall seed. But Chris Finch, before the game yesterday, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, he said, we got enough dudes to replace Anthony. Listen.
What I love about our team is we have a multitude of options. You know, we could we can go a lot of different ways based on matchups every given night. At times, we've started different guys throughout this season anyway. When we've had other people out, everyone's comfortable in that starting role.
No. They don't have enough. And by the way, Chris Finch is currently out tonight. Mike Anori is, I'm looking at the game here in the studio. Also see, yeah, well, he might go out. Hey, Hickey, Donovan Mitchell hurt. Why is everybody in the NBA hurt right now? Are they taking vacation? Like, what's the deal?
Some sort of like March flu, I guess, you know? We're going to need some sort of term for it, but this is a tough time where I guess the grind is really wearing down where those soft tissue injuries more than ever now are starting to flare up.
This is, what, guys are tired? These guys, well, we've been through this road. All these NBA players make so much damn money. I mean, Damian Lillard won't play tonight. And it's not my side that's bruised. It's his side that's bruised. And, you know, one thing I want to give Anthony Edwards credit for, he actually plays. Like, and he's one of the most athletic dudes in the league. He's flying around. It's not like he's taking plays off. He actually goes out there and plays every game. And I get it. He's only 22 years old. And he plays. And I got to give him credit. And so, yeah, to Charles Barkley's point, it'd be nuts if they gave him MVP. But he would deserve it if they did sit at number one overall. He talked about his play last night, including that game-saving, game-winning block. He said he's never jumped that damn high in his life.
I hit my head, I think on the rim, it's hurting real bad, and I landed on my wrist, but I mean, you know, I saw him with the lane, I knew he was going for the layup, and I was just like, man, I'm finna go get this. I ain't never jumped that high in my life.
Yeah, and he's playing tonight as well. Head probably still hurts, maybe he got a lump back there, wrist might be still banged up, but he's playing. I gotta go ahead and give him credit. But you know, one thing about this current NBA season that I actually enjoy, there is no surefire leader. You know, to open up this hour, we talked about Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. They beat the Celtics last night. You think about the injuries that always have an effect on the postseason. You think about some of the stars. I mean, would anybody be shocked if LeBron James all of a sudden is Superman and the Lakers, I don't know, maybe win a round or two? Is anybody going to be shocked if the Clippers get things together? It is the Clippers. But I appreciate this about the NBA right now. I mean, even in the East, Is it set that the Celtics are just going to march to the finals? I mean, you want to tell me that the Milwaukee Bucks, who have found a little bit of a surge post-All-Star break, that they still can't win the East? It's wide open. Hickey, how are you feeling about the season up until now?
I like it. I do like, for the most part, the openness. I do think, especially kind of seeing it yesterday, we're really, I feel like, on a collision course for Celtics-Nuggets, which is going to be a lot of fun. But even, too, like, you look at, like, where this league is in terms of the West, like, the Wolves are still, for the most part, their core, at least with Edwards and Kat, a young team. OKC is obviously extremely young as well. Denver's going nowhere. So it's, like, it's nice to see, too, that there's new blood in the West. The Cavs obviously are good. The Magic this year have had a surprise year and are young. So it's like, it's exciting too that a lot of young teams now really starting to, you know, make their move up. And it looks like for the next few years here, it's going to be really competitive.
Oh, and the West is nuts. I don't know when Oklahoma City is going to jump over that hump. We know that they're a very young team. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, it's like every game he just drops 30 points like it's nothing. It'll be real fun to see what the other players, the Jalen Williams of the world, the Giddies, contribute when we get to the postseason. Now, they're number two in the West. When you think about the teams that are currently at or near the play-in, that's going to be a madhouse. The Phoenix Suns are currently sixth in the West. And then when you think about the play-in teams, 7 through 10, Sacramento Kings, the Dallas Mavericks, the Golden State Warriors, the Los Angeles Lakers currently sit in that 10th spot. Those are playoff matchups by itself. I mean, for all the nonsense that we get, especially in college, whether it be football or basketball, we need to expand the playoffs and everybody needs to get a chance and everybody needs to get an opportunity. Not that the NBA needs to open things up more so in the playoffs. They've already done so with these play-in games. But in the West specifically, any of these teams going to run. You want to tell me that the Phoenix Suns go into the play-in, quote-unquote, get into the final eight. I don't care where the Suns are seated. If they are healthy, yes, healthy. I know that's tough for Bradley Beal and Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. But if they are healthy, they can dispatch and get anybody the hell up on out the playoffs. So it's going to be fun to watch. Now, the East, Hickey, can we just eliminate some of these teams in the East?
Let's do it. Let's go through it. Who are we knocking out?
Atlanta.
Boom. Done. See you later.
What are they doing? Nothing, right? Trae Young is sitting around on podcasts telling everybody that, yeah, I want to win. And if it's in Atlanta, great.
Okay.
Chicago Bulls, they're currently going to be in the play-in. For what? The Chicago Bulls are wasting everybody's time. And why DeMar DeRozan is still a member of the Chicago Bulls when he's going to be a free agent is just mind-boggling to me. The fact that they didn't trade him for nothing is almost, it's criminal. Get the Bulls the hell up on out of here. The Pacers? Okay. All right. Okay, they added Buddy Hield, and, you know, now they can run around and, well, they moved Buddy Hield. Bring in Pascal Siakam. Got Halliburton out there. They can go on a little bit of a run. You got Philadelphia. They're just crossing their fingers hoping that Joel Embiid comes back. While he's gone, their record is like, what? 9-29 is, they are sad without him. Miami expected to go on a run. And, you know, after that, teams get busy. But Atlanta being in the play-in is a complete waste of time. Chicago being in the play-in is a complete waste of time. And no one expects a damn thing out of Brooklyn, Toronto, and certainly not Charlotte and Detroit, which happen to be bottom dwellers. And in Washington, the Wizards actually now possess the worst record in the NBA at 9-53. And so if the Detroit Pistons fans want to rejoice in anything this season, it's that the Detroit Pistons are not currently the worst team in the league. That belongs to the Washington Wizards. Yeah, Jordan Poole, this man got benched. And in additional news, Anthony Joshua beat Francis Ngannou, knocked him out in the second round, Hickey. The fight that everybody was waiting for all around the world.
The main event, huh? The fight of the century?
This is the fight that everybody... This is the biggest fight. This is the biggest fight in what year are we in? 2024? This is the biggest fight in 2024 that doesn't involve Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. So I guess Francis Ngannou can go back to the UFC. He can take Dana White's money, and he can look for something better to do. Anthony Joshua, I don't know who the hell he fights next. Maybe he'll wait for Deontay Wilder to, I don't know, maybe lose or win again. This is just wild stuff in the world of sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. As I look on another screen here in the studio, the Minnesota Timberwolves currently lead the Cleveland Cavaliers 13-6. It's the early going. Anthony Edwards already flying to the basket for dunks. This man might pick up an MVP at some point in his career. And I see all the jokes online about him being Michael Jordan's illegitimate child. The internet is just a very interesting and dangerous place. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get ready to take a break. And on the other side, speaking of wild and crazy things, someone believes that Baker Mayfield is an elite quarterback in the NFL. Somebody thinks that Baker Mayfield needs to get paid. Damn it, is Baker Mayfield better than Russell Wilson right now? An argument could be made. We're going to talk about it on the other side. I'm going to give you an update on Fridays in the fall because it looks like college football is trying to take over Friday nights as well. The lights belong to college soon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.